This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, the iHeartRadio app, it's free. You download it free. They podcast every minute of the show when the show's done on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. When I'm gone next week in Israel with the people, if you want a dose of me, and who could go without me for a week, you can just go download the old podcasts. It's fine. My voice, my soothing, mellifluous, what was that word, Chris? Mellifluous? Melodious? Something like that. Chris, I can mispronounce the word. I need you to help me say it. You didn't have it. I know you thought you had it. You did. All right, whatever. My lovely voice. We'll just switch the words. It's better. Anyway, I'll be there on podcast. FBI worked with Ukrainian intelligence. Did you know that? What did they do with Ukrainian intelligence? They got social media accounts removed. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. And I saw today the GOP Judiciary Committee, I don't know why I can't talk tonight, they proposed building the FBI a new headquarters in Alabama. And they acted like that would be some win. Well, we're getting it out of Washington, D.C. We'll put it in Alabama. FBI shouldn't have a headquarters because there shouldn't be an FBI. It shouldn't exist. I'm going to play this for you again. This is Elvis Chan, FBI agent, on camera bragging about working hand in hand with social media companies. He's a Democrat, donates to Democrats, I should note. He brags about working with them to censor information that made Joe Biden look bad.
I was very involved. Our field office, FBI San Francisco, was very involved in helping to protect the U.S. elections in 2020. And I think we can all agree, or I think many of us can agree, that it was a very safe election, that there was no malign foreign influence. There was mostly not voter fraud, despite what you hear on different outlets. Even though foreign actors were trying to interfere in our elections, the FBI, the U.S. government, working in conjunction with the private sector, as well as with election officials from every single state and, you know, protectorate, we were really able to do it. And you're going to say, hey, Elvis, what was the juicy stuff? The juicy stuff was we talked with all of these entities I mentioned regularly, at least on a monthly basis, and right before the election, probably on a weekly basis, right?
It's not just that he's not sorry. It's not that he's not in prison. He feels completely comfortable bragging about it. Bragging about it. And the GOP is about to give these guys a new headquarters. They're about to give them money for a new headquarters. All right, enough of that. Back to the painted rust thing of the American military and America's manufacturing. This is a little long, but Senator Tom Cotton had a good one today.
General Brown, has the Ukraine war caused the challenge to our munitions and defense industrial base, or has it exposed some of the fragility and cracks in the defense industrial base?
Senator, I would say it has exposed. And the reason I say that, I'll just based on experience. When I was Air Command Commander for the United States Central Command during the Defeat ISIS campaign, back in 2017-ish timeframe, when North Korea was very active, we did some reviews and it highlighted it then. Now it's highlighting it even more so. And it's the aspect of why it's important for us to not only invest in the platforms, but again, invest in the munitions that they have enough stockpile, particularly the advanced munitions that are most effective.
Yeah, I agree with that. The war in Ukraine has exposed those cracks and the fragility in our defense industrial base, not caused it. Of course, those concerns are part of the broader context of China and the threat that it poses to Taiwan and our ability to deter communist China from going for the jugular in Taiwan.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some emails before we get to teens getting the right to vote. Oh, gosh, jeez. I keep telling you to get out of the blue stuff. And we're going to get to Donald Trump's lawyers trying to do something good. Too Tall Kelly, I believe you are overgeneralizing your dislike of universities, but I know you hate small talk, so I'll cut to the point. There's a way to make college a worthwhile endeavor, but two things have to happen the majority of the time. One, choose a worthwhile major, and two, in order to be protected from the liberal orthodoxy, join a traditional fraternity. These will usually be populated by a majority of alpha males and, as such, be conservative. I actually got more conservative in college, in part because of my fraternity. It also made me a better, more confident, and more responsible man than I would have been without it. These are likely not possible at an Ivy League-type school, but it is possible at a land grant or state school. May I suggest Kansas State? The only reason I read this was the wife and I were actually having this conversation last night. And I don't know why I'm now sharing this with you, except for that I tell you everything. So now here you go. We were sitting around last night, put the kids to bed, just talking about life and things like that. We got to talking about the kids in universities. You know, both of my kids are amazingly good students, both honor roll students. Geez, my youngest has never had a B. He's one of those people, straight A's his whole life. And when they graduate high school, they're going to want to spread their wings and fly. That's what young men want to do. They want to leave the home and spread their wings and fly. And I bless them to that. That's fine. Go, I've raised you as best I can. Go live your life, right? What do we do if they want to go to college? I don't want them to go to college. I believe universities are evil. But I'm also not naive. I know there's a chance one or both of them is going to want to go into a career where they will need college. What do we do? I don't know that I have the answer to that. I know this. The list of colleges I will permit them to go to is going to be extremely small. It is going to be a tiny, tiny, tiny list. And then my plans are, if they want to go, which I don't want them to do, if they want to go, I'm going to make them go to a junior college or community college for a couple years. One, it's a whole lot cheaper. Two, I don't want them on that college campus for very long. I want them to get in and get out. If you need a degree for whatever career you're going into, get in and get out. I am not one of these overprotective parents. I'm really not, as you probably can figure out by now. But I'm really, really scared of losing my sons to communism. Now, my kids are about as hardcore anti-communist as it gets, as you can probably imagine. That's all they talk about anymore. As soon as I get home, Dad, guess what I saw in the news today? Like, they're awesome. They're just hardcore. But the emails I get from you are what scares me. I get so many emails from parents who lost their babies at college. They you can tell they're just heartbroken. They raised that kid for 18 years. That boy, that girl, they raised him with love for 18 years and then sent him off to a university because they thought that's what you should do, right? You got to go to college if you want a good job. And daughter comes home with her crew cut and a bunch of piercings in her face, and she hates her mom now and hates her country and hates herself. This is not a one-off thing that happens once in a while. It happens a lot, because these are what my emails look like. This is just the window into it that I get. It makes me nervous, man. These places are evil places. How many bits of audio have we played for you over the time from these professors and the things they say? They're not passive about what they're trying to do to kids. They're very, very, very aggressive about it. Dear Oracle, do you think the movie Sound of Freedom will be nominated for Academy Awards, or do you predict that it will be completely ignored, much like the New York Times has done with your masterpiece, The Anti-Communist Manifesto, that can still be purchased at jessekellybook.com? Oh, they're never going to give that movie any kind of an award. Listen, They're still mad people are even talking about child trafficking.
All this week, we have been featuring The Atlantic's special double issue devoted to American democracy in crisis. From the events surrounding the January 6th insurrection to the extraordinary Republican efforts to prove that voter fraud is real. But perhaps no issue is more important than the conspiratorial thinking that has led many otherwise well-meaning Americans to raise awareness about child sex trafficking epidemic that simply does not exist.
It does not exist? Everyone knows it exists. And more exposed it gets, we realize how bad it is. Why are communists so desperate to cover up child sex trafficking? That's an interesting question, no? All right, let's get to little World War II stuff here. And then teens getting the right to vote and Trump's lawyers. Let's save a life first, though. Second hour, start of the second hour, time to save a baby. I know you've been thinking about it. I know maybe you've been thinking about giving a $28 donation to preborn every month. That would be a cool thing to do if that's something you can afford. Every month, you send them $28. That $28 goes to buy an ultrasound for a young lady who's about to have an abortion. She hears the ultrasound. She hears the heartbeat, I should say. And when that happens, it's like a light switch goes off. She chooses life. She knows she's a mom in that moment with a baby to nurture and protect, not kill. That's what you and preborn do. You partner with preborn, and that's what happens. Lives saved. You've already saved thousands. It blesses me to no end. Save another one tonight. Go to preborn.com/Jesse for your $28. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, and I have a little bit of kind of cool news. I don't even know if I'd call it good news, but a little bit of cool news. We'll get to teens voting here in a few and the Trump legal stuff, but the Navy has finally found an aircraft carrier that was sunk in World War II. I know that's kind of bizarre, or it sounds bizarre, that you could lose an aircraft carrier, but the ocean, as we've talked about before, is a much more vast place than people realize, and an aircraft carrier can disappear like anything else. Anyway, it was the USS Omni Bay, aircraft carrier World War II. It gets hit by a kamikaze plane. Boom, it blows up, 95 Americans dead. And then, remember we talked last night about firefighting on ships and how you basically have to be a firefighter and fire's death? Well, of course, this kamikaze plane, it starts setting off bombs and gasoline, and now the ship is in bad, bad, bad shape. They have to abandon ship. When you abandon a ship, the Japanese did this too, militaries do this all the time. If you abandon a ship because it's in bad shape, you will actually set explosive charges to go off to make sure it sinks. That way the enemy can't ever get his hands on your ship. Your technology, retrofit your ship. You can't afford to allow him to get his hands on it. So when we abandon ship, they set it to blaze. They made sure it blew up, set it to the bottom of the ocean, and they just found the thing. 78 years later. Couple things about this. One, I realize this is probably bad timing in the wake of that Titan sub news, but isn't that underwater exploring stuff so cool, especially when it comes to an old shipwreck like that? Would I go, Chris? I think this was found in, I didn't remember how deep the water was, but I think it was really deep, like much deeper than the Titanic. If I went, would I go in a professional sub? Oh, I would. And if it was shallow enough, I would go in scuba gear. If it was something I could do, I would 100% scuba through it. I've done a little bit of scuba diving before, and I'm just in love with it through little caves and things like that. It's so, I know, Chris, it is creepy. That's part of what makes it fun. It's a nice adrenaline rush when you're down there and you're under the water. Think what that would be like, a World War II aircraft carrier. Swimming through the bowels of it and looking at everything. What if you saw a skeleton? And plus, you could grab the remains and bring it back up to the surface. Well, no, that would probably look bad if you came to the surface with a skeleton. You have to mark where he was, and then they could go back and get him. But that's a cool thing when they find the remains of these guys and they bury him. Anyway, I thought that was really freaking cool. Also, remember last night when we talked about the war in the Pacific and we talked about dates? And remember I said if it's early on, you should kind of understand the Japanese had the advantage early on. Anytime, you know, 1942, they were the superior, probably the superior military force, definitely the superior Navy. But then as it got later on, we were far superior, just far better than they were. This one was sunk in 1945. Hence the kamikaze ships. The Japanese would routinely kill themselves. That was not uncommon, especially the land troops. If you were trying to, you know, help a wounded one, he'd just pull the pin on a grenade and blow you both up. That was something common throughout the war, something common they did. But they didn't really kick up the kamikaze campaign until it looked like the war was pretty much lost for them and they were desperate. And they had more than just kamikaze planes, you should know. They had kamikaze submarines, kamikaze boats. They had all this stuff. And it's actually really sad if you ever do any reading into it, who they got for these kamikaze planes. They got a bunch of very young, very inexperienced pilots, and they knew they weren't good enough to be fighter pilots because our fighter pilots were so good by the end of the war. We were just massacring the Japanese in the air. Our flyers were amazing in World War II, and they knew their pilots stood no chance. So they just grabbed these kids. They're freaking kids, they're teenagers, and just trained them up to fly one plane, one direction, and you ain't returning the other way. And they would know the day before that they were about to go on their kamikaze mission, and they'd throw a big party for them. They'd get them all liquored up and throw a big party for them, and then you just got up the next morning, and you got in a plane, and you went and flew it into things. And it's really sad from both sides, from the Japanese side and from the American side. Like the Battle of Okinawa, when we were so close to Japan, that was our final stop that we had to take, and then we're practically right next door. We're in Japan, pretty much, and then we can really just bomb the heck out of everything. Our Navy guys, as much as it pains me to credit the Navy, our Navy guys, so many of them died with those kamikaze planes flying into our ships there. It's just really, really difficult to stop a plane that's trying to fly into you. And the stories of these sailors trying to fight them off, trying to shoot down these planes before it can hit. And then once it hits, trying to save people. They're great stories. I highly, highly recommend great stories. I would not highly recommend watching The View.
I'm turned on by Biden's anger. I am too. I like it.
You like it?
I do.
Well, you have said that before.
I like that. I mean, he's such a mild-mannered, sweet.
Mild-mannered, sweet guy. Joe Biden is a jerk and always has been a jerk. And I just really wish I could get out of my head that Joy Behar is turned on by anything. Let's move on from that. And we're going to talk about teens voting. And Trump's lawyers trying to pull off something really good. I'm happy. I don't know that they'll be successful, but we'll talk about that. DOJ stuff, looting the Treasury. I'm going to get to a bunch of emails. Let's first discuss your testosterone levels. They have to go up. All of us. They have to go up. Have you even gotten yours checked? You know you need to get that checked, right, fellas? It's really important. Even if you're 20, it's not just for old men. Even if you're young, you need to get them checked because they're low. I guarantee it. Unless you're actively doing something about it, they're low for a variety of reasons. We need male vitality stacks from Chalk, fellas. Ladies, you need a female vitality stack. We also need the chocolate powder. Put that in a smoothie or a glass of milk or something in the morning. Get your body full of vitamins and minerals. All natural herbal supplements. Go to choq.com. And see what they have. See what they have. Clinically studied herbal extracts. Herbs. It's herbs, Chris. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Get you 35% off subscriptions. Go and go now.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Again, Dome was complimenting Interior Secretary Deb Haaland.
Well, the president and I feel very strongly that we should not be burdened by things the way they've always been. We should be looking to what should be. And so the fact that Secretary Haaland is the first Native secretary in a president's cabinet is because we believe that representation should occur. It should happen.
Well, here's what happens when you hire somebody just because they're an Indian. This is Interior Secretary Deb Haaland.
Is it your policy that critical minerals should be sourced from countries that are stewards of the environment, like the U.S. and our allies, or sourced from Russia and China that don't share our same values?
Congressman, what I'll say is the president is committed
to... Pretty much a yes and no. It's your policy, madam.
Our policy is to work to make sure we have the best...
I'll take that as a maybe. Are you also aware that China produces 90% of the world's plastic from Four Rivers?
I will take that as.
You also are aware that China is the biggest offender on illegal fishing?
Thank you, Chair.
Are you aware that China controls by proxy production the supply chain of critical minerals that are critical to both the EV world and defense?
Thank you for that information.
Are you aware by multiple studies that in order to satisfy the present requirements of EV and critical minerals to defense, it would take an increase of 2,000% of mining for 20 years? Are you aware of that?
Thank you for the information, Congressman.
Are you also aware that northern Minnesota is home to those critical minerals that are necessary for EV and our Defense Department?
I think there are critical minerals across our country.
The dumbest people on the planet. The dumbest people on the planet lead the country. Gosh. Trump lawyers seek indefinite postponement of documents trial. Trump's lawyers, they have quite a challenge ahead of them, and it's probably an impossible challenge, but here's their challenge. Here's what Donald Trump needs to save himself. He must become president again. That's probably the only thing that can happen that can save him from the federal penitentiary. It probably is. So what his lawyers are going to try to do, they're going to try to push every single trial date till after the election in the ultimate gamble. Just pray he wins and then we're off scot-free, right? Hey, pardoning myself. Thanks. I'm good to go. The problem with that is the communist judges that are presiding over these things, they have to agree to that. And the thing is, the system, what it won't allow, there's not a chance the system is going to allow these things to go past the election date, because that's the one thing they can't afford, is Donald Trump ever being elected president again. His lawyers are doing the right thing. It's just probably close to impossible. Jesse. When the country starts wearing fedoras based on the fashion trend you set on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, I plan to claim it was really from me. After years of buzzing the rest of my hair due to my chrome dome, I decided to let it go because I'm lazy, but that doesn't look good. My wife bought me a fedora for our 39th anniversary, and I like the look. It's great to keep the top of my head from peeling due to sunburn, and I've gotten lots of compliments on it. Thanks for what you do to encourage us in standing up against the communists. And I pray that the positive influence you have on us continues to increase exponentially. His name is Don. Chris, Michael, you guys can't even imagine how good I look with my fedora on. No, listen, it's a nice one. The wife got me a nice one because I got my other one at Walgreens, and she got really mad that I bought a $9.99 hat. And it was coming apart. I admit it didn't last very long. So she got me a nice one, and now I even cock it to the side a little bit. So what, Chris? So I look like a what, Michael? Who wears fedoras? Who? Take that back, Michael. Michael just said old men wear fedoras. That's not true. And young people wear them too. What, Chris? The press thing? What press thing? No, I'm not going to stick anything in that. But now that I think about it, I need a feather or something. Don't I need a cool feather? I need a feather for the fedora. Dang it. I've got to find a feather somewhere. There's got to be some dead birds around here somewhere. I'll find a feather, and I'm going to get it in my fedora. And you can't even imagine how cool it looks when it's cocked to the side like that. Teens gain the right to vote in local elections amid far-left push to lower the voting age nationwide. I'm not going to go into the details. Don't worry. They're not going to vote in presidential elections. This is stuff that will happen locally. But it goes to show just how the communist thinks and how committed he is to gaining power, keeping power, expanding his power. The communist has wanted two things when it comes to voting forever. He wants younger and younger people to vote because younger people will vote for communists. And he's wanted people to not have to show ID. That is so odd how he doesn't want people to have to show ID to vote. What frustrates me is the right, the GOP, the low-T GOP, is too scared to answer this with a solution of their own. You know we should raise the voting age, right? We should. Now, you can throw a military exemption in there, and you should, because if you're old enough to die for the country, that's fine. But see, Chris said 25. No, 30. 35. Why? What do I benefit? Someone explain to me how I benefit at all by having younger people vote. What's the downside to making it 30, 35 years old before you vote in the country? I can't think of the downside at all. Make it as old. And you know what? In case people think I'm just picking on young people, I want age limits too. I want there to be a maximum where you can walk down to the polls and, honey, I just farted some dust. Can I vote for Democrats for the 90th year in a row? No, no, you stay home. Enough. There should be a voting window in this country. But nobody on the right wants to bring that up. They all try to do the same thing the left does, only do it in a more reasonable way. That's why you end up looking like an idiot talking about racism on CNN.
You agree that white nationalists should not be serving in the U.S. military. Is that what you're saying?
If people think that a white nationalist is a racist, I agree with that. I agree they shouldn't.
A white nationalist is someone who believes that the white race is superior to other races.
Well, that's some people's opinion. And I don't think,
that's,
I mean,
not an opinion.
A lot. Pardon?
What's your opinion?
My opinion of a white nationalist, if somebody wants to call him white nationalist, to me is an American. It's an American. Now, if that white nationalist is a racist, I'm totally against anything that they want to do because I am 110% against racism.
Wow. Now that she knows you're 110% against racism, she's going to take it easy on you next time. That definitely didn't just chum the waters so she can ask you about it every single time now because you had to go on there and lamely defend yourself. What, Chris? Of course it's trending on social media. Of course it is. Gosh, it's so friggin' pathetic. Anyway, same thing with the voting age. GOP can't bring itself to be bold, to take bold stances that would actually help save the country. They don't have it in them. They don't have the guts to do it. And that's what we need. And that's why we have to become anti-communist. All right. We need to get some more emails and looting of the treasury. This is Sonia Sotomayor. I can't wait to get to that. But let's talk about putting our money where our morals are. First, let's talk about Pure Talk. Because you shouldn't have Verizon. You shouldn't have AT&T. You shouldn't have T-Mobile. not just because they're garbage companies, but because it's so easy to switch. And now they just added data to every plan, including current customers. They're adding services when you're a current customer and not asking you for more money. $20 a month for unlimited talk, text, and now 50% more 5G data. This is a patriotic company that loves this country. Stop sending your money to companies who hate you. Pick up your phone. It takes 10 minutes on the phone to switch. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. My cell phone company is Pure Talk. Join me, all right? We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, and I'm going to get to this Sonia Sotomayor stuff, but I do want to do, I'm way, way behind on catching up on email stuff. Let's turn through some of these bad boys. World famous.
One time I heard you talk about how you would earmark pages in your favorite books so you could revisit those excerpts when you wanted to read it again. What if you published a book called Jesse's Earmarks and just made a compilation of all your favorite excerpts from the books? You could write a small foreword or recap for each one. Then you could publish another book without doing any work. It would give the authors publicity so that people might go out and buy those books. I know the drill. This was your great idea. That is a great idea I just came up with. Excerpts from other people's books. No, I can't. Well, everyone wants me to write another book. I'm not writing another book. That was the book I wanted to write. That was what I wanted to write. I don't want to write another book. I'm glad you love it. I do think it's important. I wanted to write it because I think it's important. That's it. What, Chris? A cookbook. I don't know how to cook anything. I know how to cook one thing. I could make world famous Jesse Kelly burgers. Well, you know what? That's not true. I make the greatest cheeseburgers on the planet. My smoked queso is getting pretty good. What? Don't roll your eyes, Chris. You haven't even tried it yet. You won't even try it because I keep putting pork inside of it. Don't think that's an accident, by the way. My smoked queso is getting pretty legit. Other than that, I make bacon and eggs. I don't know how to make anything else. Kraft mac and cheese, double the butter, half the milk. Other than that, I can't cook. So what would be in a cookbook? Nothing. It's all white trash stuff. DJ Shogun. If you had to choose what's your favorite Western movie of all time, I'm going to say something, and I'm going to get all kinds of heat for it, but it's true. Tombstone's a good guess, Chris, and a perfectly acceptable answer. Tombstone is a great answer. I grew up with John Wayne movies, so I've seen them all, and I love John Wayne movies, from Sons of Katie Elder to El Dorado. I've seen them all. The new, quote, new Rooster Cogburn, or True Grit, I mean, is really good. It might be the best Western I've ever seen in my life. It's really good. And I prefer to keep things more old school, so you'd think it would be a John Wayne type thing, but man, that new True Grit is really good. Jesse, on Friday you talked about the possibility of another civil war. My question, who would be fighting? Whites against blacks, citizens against illegals, Republicans against Democrats, straights against gays, so on and so forth. Who will be fighting who? Well, I don't know. And let's hope those days never come. We don't have to accept the inevitability of something terrible like a civil war. We can choose to take aggressive legal actions now to stop these demons before they destroy us all. Or we can sit back and pretend like it's not happening, and then we are going to end up having to fight one. I don't think it'll be a racial civil war, although I'm perfectly aware how they're ramping up anti-white racism all over the place in this country. I have a hard time believing it would fall along racial lines, but it might. It might. I mean, it's happened many times across the planet. It's happening right now in South Africa. Shogun. You took callers last night. Oh, this is an old one, and I'm listening to podcasts that I have questions. Do you actually have call screeners? If so, what are they actually screening for? Are you placing bets on the craziest? When the callers started going into UFOs and lizard people, I had flashbacks of my first car that had AM radio. Loved that show. Totally insane, of course. Love your show, too. Look, We hardly ever take calls. I hardly ever do guests. When I do take calls, my rules are no small talk and get to the point. That those are my rules. Other than that, I'm not screening for what you call crazy. I'm not screening you. Remember the one dude, the pagan dude who worships like the sun and the moon and stuff like that? And he called ranting and raving about Christianity and said, you got to accept these anti-communists. Did I cut him off right away? No, I don't care. I think people are interesting. I like hearing from different perspectives. It doesn't bother me at all. And doesn't it spice up the show? So yes, we have call screeners here. And the call screener will generally add a note if she or he, whoever it is that night, thinks that I need a note on there. If it's something that's going to be heavy, you know, hey, just lost my son or something like that, the call screener will put something in there. The call screener will generally give me some idea of the subject, so I'm not totally blind, but not all the time and not totally. And they're not above putting in, hey, he sounds like he might be drunk. And that's happened plenty of times. I guess it's because the show's on in the evening. People get liquored up and listen to the show, and that's fine too. You're welcome to call in after you're a little bit sauced. Those are some of the best calls ever. Dear Dr. Jesse, do you really think the lunatics in Washington, D.C. really believe the U.S. and NATO allies can successfully absorb a nuclear first strike by Russia? Well, I'm not sure what to say. I don't think they care. Look, here's our Secretary of State.
We know Sweden is now following Finland into NATO. What message do you think that this will send to Russia? What message do you want it to send, if any?
Well, it sends two messages. First of all, our alliance is stronger. It's bigger with two new members, Finland and now Sweden. And it's more united than ever. And in terms of Russia's aggression against Ukraine, it's sending a very strong message to Putin that he's not going to outlast us. He's not going to outlast Ukraine. And the sooner he ends this war of aggression, the better.
We just keep adding nations to NATO. They're still in talks right now about adding Ukraine to NATO. Look, hate Russia all you want. I don't care for Russia at all. I'm never visiting. I don't like Putin. I don't like Russia. You can't push them to the brink. You cannot push a nuclear power into a corner and not give them a way out. You have to, as mad as that makes people, because Russia invaded Ukraine, as mad as it makes people, you have to give Russia a way out that saves some sort of face. You cannot just continue to surround them and back them into a corner. Otherwise, they're going to nuke somebody. But none of these people care because none of these people fight. None of them do. All the Antony Blinkens and Lindsey Grahams and all these chicken hawks, they're not the ones who are going to die. So they never seem to care at all. Now there's something you should care about. You know how I've been telling you about this closeout sale for all-season slippers in MyPillow? You know how I've been telling you that they don't last long? The colors, the sizes, they sell out. Whenever you have $149 slippers that you start selling for $25, they're going to go really fast. Well, don't last long means today. It's about to go bye-bye. If you've been holding out for all-season slippers, the time is right now because there is no tomorrow for $25 slippers. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, then use the promo code Jesse and get the greatest freaking slippers ever. Unique, patented, four-layer design. It's amazing. Your feet feel great. Stop walking barefoot around the house. Take better care of your shoes, your feet, your knees, your ankles, your back. Wear all season slippers around the house, all right? $25. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. Sonia Sotomayor in Looting the Treasury, next.
This is an iHeart podcast.